Second reading is from James, chapter 5. Are any of you in trouble? Then pray. Are any of you in good spirits? Then sing a hymn of praise. Are any of you sick? Then call for the elders of the church and have them pray over those who are sick and anoint them with oil in the name of Christ. And this prayer offered in faith will make them well, and Christ will raise them up. If they have sinned, they will be forgiven. So confess your sins to one another, pray for one another, that you may be healed. The prayers of the just are powerful and effective. Elijah was human, just like us, yet he prayed that it wouldn't rain, and it didn't rain for 3.5 years. Then he prayed again, and the heavens gave rain, and the earth produced its crop. My sisters and brothers, if you should wander from the truth, and another should bring you back, remember that whoever turns sinners from the error of their ways saves them from death and cancels a multitude of sins. The word of the Lord.
Alleluia, alleluia, Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life, alleluia. Alleluia, alleluia, Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. Alleluia.
Our gospel today continues our readings from the Gospel of Mark, chapter 9, beginning with verse 38. Glory to you, O Lord. John said to Jesus, "Teacher, we saw someone using your name to expel demons. We tried to stop it, since this person was not part of our group." Jesus said in reply, "Don't try to stop it. My mic. Don't try to stop it. Not one who performs a miracle using my name can speak ill of me soon afterward. Anyone who is not against us is with us. The truth is, anyone who gives you a cup of water in my name, because you belong to the Messiah, will certainly not go without a reward. Rather than make one of these little ones who believe in me stumble, it would be better to be thrown into the sea with a large millstone hung around your neck. If your hand causes you to sin, cut it off. It would be better to enter life crippled than to have hands and go into Gehenna, where the fire never goes out. If your foot causes you to sin, cut it off. It is better to enter life with life crippled than to have 2 feet and be thrown into Gehenna. And if your eye causes you to sin, pluck it out. It would be better to enter the kingdom of God with one eye than to have 2 eyes and be drawn into Gehenna, where the worm never dies and the fire never goes out. Everyone will be salted with fire. Salt is good, but if salt loses its flavor, how can you make it salty again? Have salt in yourselves and live in peace with one another." Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Please be seated. I'm going to fiddle with my mic a little bit. There's a little foam thing that goes on here to keep it from popping. And somewhere along the line, I dropped it. So I apologize for any popping that you hear. The prayers of the just are powerful and effective. The prayers of the righteous are powerful and effective. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. As many or most of you know, I grew up in Texas. And Texas has this nice long Gulf Coast. And usually at least once a year, our family would head down to spend some time at the beach. One of the great things about the Gulf of Mexico is the water's warm. And so I love to go body surfing. Now, granted, the waves usually weren't real big, but they were, it's whenever there's breakers, there's enough energy there to propel you. And I enjoyed getting out there. And of course, when I first tried, I just got pummeled. Just like I jump and try to catch the wave and would just get thrown into the sand. Of course, they weren't very big, so I didn't get hurt. And other times, instead of pummeling me, it's just like I never caught them. But eventually, I learned to read the waves as they came in. And I knew where to be with respect to the sandbar. So I'd have a chance to kind of jump and take a few strokes and get my momentum up so the wave would catch me. And there's nothing, well, there's lots of things. But it's a wonderful sensation to have all this power surging, your head up and your hands out, and just riding that wave in. It was, and if I think about it, we've started using the word flow to capture those times where it seems like everything comes together and works. And when I think about what all comes together in body surfing like that, of course, you have the ocean, you have the shore, you have the sandbars. There's usually wind or tides or something that's causing the waves to come in. So there's all of this stuff going on in nature and reality. And it takes good timing. It takes some preparation. It takes a little bit of effort. But when things are right, you just get into the flow of the wave. And it's an exhilarating experience. This summer we had the Olympics. And a few times they talked about flow. It's athletes have started using that a lot. It's when all their training, all their visualization, what their bodies do, and whatever their surroundings are, and what they're trying to accomplish, when they're in the zone, and it all happens. It's exhilarating. But there's lots of places where people are in the flow of various things, not just waves, not just gymnastics, or especially think about the snow skiers. Of course, there wasn't snow skiing this summer. But, the visualization of the course, and they're went in there in the zone, they're making the cuts and going. But it also happens with farmers. When farmers are in the flow of creation and the flow of growing crops, they read the signs, they prepare the soil, they get the seeds in, they do what they need to. And of course, if nature is in line with them and rain comes, unfortunately it didn't much this summer, then there's this bountiful crop. But also, right now, thank God, we have a lot of nurses and doctors that are in the flow of providing medical care and working toward the health of our society. Boy, they need our prayers, don't they? But when they are able to take their energies, their skill, their training, and bring to bear their healing arts on people, and the body is able to participate, then healing happens. It happens, there's so many ways, so many flows of this earth that people are part of. We have a lot of engineers in here, folks that take their training and make sure that things get designed well. We have a lot of folks that are involved in the flow of energy in our society, in the flow of food and commerce, finance, where it's getting into the flow of money and helping facilitate that flow. There are lots of flows. But there are some people, no matter what flow they're involved with in the world, their primary flow is the flow of what God is up to so that it flows to them and it happens in the world. We call these people the just, the righteous. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. For the last 5 weeks, we've been reading from the book of James and using that as kind of a conversation partner with the gospel text. And in this journey through James, James starts off by saying this is what true worship looks like. It's feeding the poor, taking care of the orphans and the widows. James is very much about having our actions line up with our faith. Here's that favorite passage, faith without works is dead. And he talks about how there's all kinds of things going on in the world. He calls them evil and sinful that take us away and have us be about things other than that. And he says it's not just enough to think right thoughts about God. It's about allowing that to change the way you live in the world. So it matters what you do. He spends quite a bit of time on what you say. How do you use your tongue to be part of what God is up to instead of creating all kinds of havoc? He called it, talked about wildfires and forest fires. There's so much destruction that can happen in the world because of what we say. And so after all this conversation about talking about what God is up to, what it looks like to take that to heart and manifest itself, then he gets to this passage. And he talks about prayer. And in the reading of it, it's almost like if you're having any problem, the first thing to do is go to prayer. And of course, lots of prayers, we think about the prayers that we say. But I'd like to step back and talk about really prayer being participating in the flow of God. Prayer is that willingness and openness and intentionality about lining oneself up with what God is up to. And then allowing God's will to be done through you. To participate in what God is doing. It's almost like if there are righteous and just people around the world who are open to what God is doing. And it's almost like the Holy Spirit flows through them, and especially through their conscience, and gets them in action to make a difference in the world. In the Old Testament text that we have today, talked about how I think Moses was getting worn out because he had all these things that people were asking about, and they were just one of them. And so God sent the Holy Spirit on 70 elders to prophesy and to be people who could also speak for God. And then got upset because there were a couple of others who weren't in the official group. And in essence, Moses' answer was, if God's Spirit is flowing through them, awesome. Were it that God's Holy Spirit was on everybody, so everybody was being a prophet in line with what God is doing. Same kind of story in the gospel. It's like the disciples are coming and say, hey, somebody other than us, the officially sanctioned people, are out there preaching the good news and preaching your name and healing folks. You need to tell them to stop. And this is a real loose paraphrase, but Jesus said, don't worry. They're in the flow of what God is doing. They're in the flow of what God is up to in the world. And if they're participating in that flow, they are not against us. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as in heaven. The prayers of the just, the prayers of the righteous, are a powerful and effective thing. So who are the just and the righteous? I've talked about how there are people that are just in tune. And you can almost, well, you can tell by their actions, by their willingness to allow that flow of God to happen through them. But we certainly are included in that number if we live up to our promises. Like what promises? Well, there's a couple of ways that people become members, adult members of the church. Many of you went through confirmation. And so you spent time studying about the Bible and kind of certainly the Lutheran take on who God is and Jesus. A wonderful conversation, hopefully wonderful, about who God is. Folks that didn't go through that confirmation program in the Lutheran Church, but come to us through other paths, join by what's called affirming their baptism. affirming their faith. It's actually the same rite. In both those cases, there are some promises that we, that you, are asked to make. So, Bill, if you could pull up the slide. In the rite of affirmation, you come forward, you profess your faith, and then the pastor asks this question. You have made public profession of your faith. Do you intend to continue in the covenant God made with you in holy baptism? To live among God's faithful people? To hear the word of God and share in the Lord's Supper? To proclaim the good news of God in Christ through word and deed? To serve all people following the example of Jesus? And to strive for justice and peace in all the earth? If there's a common commitment we share, it is, at the end of that, what's your reply? I do, and I ask God to help me, right? This is our shared commitment. This is what has us be the church. And using the words of today, this is our commitment to open ourselves up to being in the flow of God, to gathering together to remind ourselves who we are, remind ourselves of our baptism, to spend time studying the word so we keep going back to that written word that we have, that living word that guides us. And then to be in action, to be in service, loving our neighbors as we love ourselves, to work toward justice and peace in the world. This is the flow that the church has said it agrees to be a part of. This, when we do this, then it makes us the just and the righteous. And so since we're the just and the righteous, then what? Our prayers are powerful and effective. When the church aligns, when the church is clear, and we gather together, and our prayers are joined in one, aligned with what God is up to in the world, our prayers are powerful and effective. In the past, the prayers of the church have built hospitals, have created things like Canada Lutheran World Relief, a group that says, where are people hurting? Where are people in need? And how can we get the resources and services that they need? How can we get that to them? So we've gone to places where there's droughts, where there's famines, where there's hurricanes, almost any natural disaster. Canada, CLWR, has been there as an expression of the prayers of the church as we align to help those that are in need. So I mentioned hospitals, CLWR, but we've also walked with refugees and provided them shelter. We've offered counseling services. The church has marched with folks fighting for civil rights, saying we are humans too. The church, when it leans into the flow of God and prayers and prays out of that flow and aligns itself with what God is doing, can do amazingly powerful and effective things. To be a Christian is to say, yes, I'm going to put my focus on God and I'm on what God wants to have happen in the world. And I'm going to be part of that flow of love, that flow of grace, that flow of healing, that flow of peace, that flow of justice. In a few moments, we're going to sing a hymn. And one of the verses has these words. As we worship, grant us vision, till your love's revealing light, in its height and depth and greatness, dawns upon our quickened sight, making known the needs and burdens your compassion bids us bear, stirring us to ardent service, your abundant life to share. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as in heaven. Amen.